What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get vulnerable and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself right along with us. I'm Tab Johnson.
And I'm Aaron Windhorn.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do. Hola.
Friend.
Hola.
It's been a hot minute.
It has been a hot minute. Y'all bear with me. I don't feel good and I sound like death, but we're here. Yeah, I've been a little on the busy side for sure. So pretty sure this is my body saying slow down. But just got back from Vegas from JJ's tournament, and we weren't able to record that week because inventory, and that sucks. But here we are. Here we are. So yeah. How's things?
Things are things.
Yeah?
Life is happening.
Good life is happening?
Yeah, it is what it is.
The way you said that, I was like, what?
Yeah, just playing catch up on finances, let's put it that way.
Gotcha. Yeah, I hear that.
I had to put a kibosh on my credit card usage, so I mean, it was just, you know, I always paid more than the minimum, but it was just a vicious cycle, and I would reuse the credit cards.
Yeah.
And I just made the decision to cut all but two.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, oh my God, like we don't even have an emergency one. Oh Lord.
Yeah. Well, you know, it can't be an emergency if it's maxed out.
Well, yeah, that too, but it's finances, I think, is such a like universal topic. Like, I mean, anybody can relate to that. Let's be for real. You know what I mean? Like, well, I say anybody, clearly not Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates or people like that, but us common folk, like we can relate to that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that. I mean, I'm proud of you though, like, for doing what you got to do and, you know, like handling it, because it sucks. It does suck. For me, when that happened, when Jason and I had to go through that, there was like a little bit of panic that set in. Like, oh my God, you know? Then everything, the worst case scenario in my mind plays over and over. And I'm like, oh my God, what if this, and this happens? So,
yeah. I mean, I don't stress about the stuff I can't control, but, you know, it's, you know, and I thought about the whole getting a loan thing to pay off the credit cards and just have like one payment, but I just need to pay the balance down some. Like there's one card, like I got a care credit card back when I had my cat and I had to take him to the vet.
Huh?
And you can do medical bills with it and stuff like that, the dentist. And, you know, it's, I think I owe $2,200 on it, and I pay all my stuff every month, but I've never really paid attention. And last month, like my interest was $202 on 2001. And I'm like, that don't make no fucking sense, because I have a $6,000 credit card that's maxed out. And it's only $107 is the minimum payment.
Interest. Yeah.
But it's like 40% interest on it. And I didn't pay attention, because on a couple of the times I used the card, it was like 60 days, same as cash.
Yeah.
And if you don't pay it off in that time, then they tack on all the interest from that. So I was just like, so I need to pump the brakes on using the cards. And it's not like I owe $20,000. That's what I owe.
Bruh, I wish that's all we owed.
Yeah. I look at my sister that's got like $120,000 credit limit, and she's pretty maxed out. And I'm just like,
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
I think I'm doing fairly well for.
Right. I mean, mine is not that crazy, but yeah, it's, and it's easy to get in that cycle, I think, you know?
Yeah.
And it's easy to justify the expenses. That's, or at least it is for me. Like, I can talk myself into buying anything. I really don't even have to do that. Like, there's not much convincing that it takes for me to get something. So,
yeah.
But, well, that's good. I mean, you know, just do what you can and get rid of it. And then, you know, you'll feel better about it. So, that's good.
I mean, I'll have more money, too, because.
Yeah.
You know, I'm paying a bunch of extra money just to get it paid off faster. And
right.
It pretty much leaves me broke for, you know, struggling to buy my some ketones, you know.
I feel that. But, I feel it.
But yeah, it'll all work out. I'm not going to stress about it.
It will. It will. It definitely will. You know, and I've told you this before, when Jason was active duty and deployed all the time, and was gone or whatever was going on, like, I was the one that did all the bills and handled the accounts and all of that. The second that he stopped deploying and was home, no, you can have it. I'm done. Like, I don't want that stress. I don't. All I have to do is swipe the card and it works. That's all. I don't care about nothing else. He handles all of our investment stuff. He handles all of our bills. You know, and if I start getting crazy, I get the look or the, babe, we need to slow down this month or, you know, whatever he says. And I respect that and I do whatever I need to do. And that's it. Like, I do not miss that task or stress all, especially once we bought the house. Once we bought the house, I was like, yeah, no, I'm all set with that. I don't want nothing to do with it.
Right.
So, yeah. Jason handles all that. Stress doesn't affect him the way that it does me. So he's a better fit for that. And I'll just continue to be the one that swipes the card. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm handling it pretty well. I get a little bitchy sometimes, but.
No, not Aaron. Not my bestie. I can't even imagine that.
Right.
Well, I mean, you know, like you said, it'll work out just the way it's supposed to, for sure. And in the long run, you'll feel better. So that'll be
good. Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, what else is going on?
Nothing. It's getting closer to starting 75 hard.
No, dude, for real.
Like, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Kim Bain sent me this message of these, you know, everybody sends me dill pickle, everything that they find or whatever. Well, Kim Bain's, you know, she's doing it with us this time. And she sent me this picture of dill pickle Chex Mix. And I was like, oh God, I haven't seen that yet. Like, you know, I need to get it and try it. And then instantly I was like, oh, you got limited time. Like, and I sent that message back to Kim and I was like, dude, it is coming so fast and I dread it so bad. And she was like, same, me too. And I honestly, like, I don't know why. I am not looking forward to it at all. I just am not.
Yeah. So. I mean, I'm not really stressing about it, but just because obviously I've been doing all the stuff, but.
Yeah.
I don't know, just something about.
I'm stressed about it. I just am not excited this time like I was last time at all. Honestly, at all. So.
Yeah. I mean, my sisters wanted to plan like a sibling's day or whatever. We were trying to get together once a month, but it hasn't happened for a while. And like all their schedules conflict with my schedule. So. I was trying to get it done where I have more leeway, where I don't have to work out at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, we're not available until October 18th. and then it got moved to the 25th. And I'm like, it's still the same thing. Like, I can't work out until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you guys aren't available until after 3. So I'm going to hit the gym. I'm going to drive to Bellevue to my sister's house, and then we're probably going to eat dinner or do whatever. And then I was like, you got me for a couple hours. That's it. Like,
dang, that's going to be rough right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and it's stuff like that. Like, even us going to the event in Vegas, like and for me, like, my work schedule, like, I'm literally sitting here, like, thinking to myself, how am I going to get, you know, I work 8 to 5. Morning workout, not a big deal. Got that one done. But by the time I sit in traffic for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and get home, it's 6:30. Then I need to work out for 45 minutes, which means then I'm not going to be eating dinner until 7:30, 8 o'clock, which is the same time I'm going to be wanting to go to bed because I've been up since 3:30, 4 o'clock the morning before. Like, it's going to be a struggle. It really is for me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to.
We're going to have to, like, adjust our podcast schedule to maybe do it on the weekend or something like that.
Yeah. Because that'll be easier, because then we'll be, oh, you know what I mean? We'll have time during the day or whatever. But, like, during the week, it's really going to be a struggle for me. And I am halfway tempted to just get a Planet Fitness membership so I can go, instead of sitting in traffic for the hour and a half, 2 hours, go straight to the gym after work, do my workout, and then drive home. It won't be, traffic won't be as bad. There will still be some for sure, because people in Washington State apparently like to aim for bridges. So if y'all could stop, that would be awesome.
But yeah, for sure.
You know, traffic is so jacked up right now. So I'm thinking that's probably going to be my best bet. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see. The other option I thought of is, because, you know, I have to have a plan going into this. The other thing I thought of is going to the gym in the morning and then running at night around my neighborhood. But one, it'll be dark, but Jason will be with me, so I'm not worried about that. But then it really doesn't matter. Yeah. I don't know that I can run every day. Like, I don't know that my Achilles will hold up with running every day. So I did buy new running shoes, and they're super cute. And they're actual, like, for real running shoes. They were not cheap by any stretch of the imagination, but they feel really good. So
that's good.
There will definitely be some running. I just don't. It's going to be a struggle. I think I'm just going to have to struggle through it and figure it out like I did the last time, and see what works day by day, literally.
Yeah, so. You'll figure it out. I mean, I think it's a good plan to, instead of sitting in traffic after work, go to the gym.
Yeah, me too.
But then you and Jason can't work out together.
That's the, we could on Mondays and Wednesdays. Mondays, because Tuesday he goes to Lakewood, Wednesday he goes to Woodinville, Thursday. So we could on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, because on Monday he's in Seattle, Wednesday he's in Woodinville, Thursday he's in Seattle, so he could just stop at the gym on his way home and meet me there. But yeah, so we'll see what that looks like.
I've avoided going on 167, like that portion. So is it going towards Puyallup that the bridge is closed down, or is it,
let's see, the other way?
Auburn.
Yep. It's towards Auburn, and they have it down from 3 lanes. Well, the carpool lane and 2 lanes, it's all closed down to the very right lane. I haven't seen the actual damage because I don't go that way. I will take 57,000 turns and go on the back roads before I have to go that way. So,
yeah,
I haven't actually seen the damage. I don't know what it looks like or how bad it is, but yeah. So I wore my hair down today, friend. You see how long it is?
I saw that. That's crazy.
It doesn't even fit in the screen. I'm about to chop it off.
No. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, no, for real, because it's too long and it's driving me crazy. And all I ever do is wear it up. So I'm just going to chop it. And it's dead on the ends. It's like crispy plastic. So it's probably time.
You should to the locks.
I would have to go super short. I'm probably going to go to about probably chin length. So yeah, that would be.
That's enough, I think. Yeah, I think that's enough. I don't know what the requirement is.
I think it's 10 inches. Or it used to be. When I did hair, it was 10 inches. So.
Google should measure
and see. But, yeah. So, Vegas. Vegas was Vegas. Not much
change
anytime you go. I will say it was probably the best thing for Jason, for my son, JJ, and for Toots, for Ashley. I, just watching them three, you know, they all three live and breathe softball. Ashley likes to pretend that she doesn't, but she played for a few years and she's a freaking stud. And, to have her there and, support her brother and, you know, to watch my son grow in that moment and then to be able to hug his dad after it was all said and done, like, I couldn't have asked for anything better. So
yeah, that's awesome.
It was a good trip. It was a good trip. Our house was really nice. The Airbnb that we stayed at was super cute. It had a pool and it was a little chilly, not gonna lie. It was a little bit like a cold plunge because it wasn't heated. I mean, we made the best of it.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
It was so fun. We took JJ to the casino, JJ and Olivia. And it's the first time they've been in the casino. And JJ's playing a machine. And he won like a bonus game or whatever and won like $12.50. And he hits the cash out button. He's like, okay, let's go home. I'm done. He's like, I'm rich, mom. Let's go. I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's what you need to do when you win. You're up, you go.
He's like, I'm up $6. Let's get the heck up out of here. So
yeah, that's awesome.
It was a good time. There was 48 teams there and they ended up taking sixth or seventh. And they lost to the number one team in the country by one run.
Damn it.
By one run. Nothing prepares you to watch your kids go through heartbreak. I'm going to tell you that much.
Right.
You know, and I didn't even think about this until after, but it was the same exact day 11 years ago when Jason went to Worlds. It come up in my memories when Jason went to Worlds and took second at Worlds. So JJ was like, I wanted to bring it home for dad. And I was like, it's okay. Like, you know, it was sad. It was super. It's like watching the Little League World Series at the end when the little kids cry. I was dying. Yeah. I was dying. it was a good weekend. Good tournament. The weather was gorgeous while we were there, you know, so couldn't really ask for too much more than that.
Right.
But, definitely.
What baffles me, though, is like the hotel gym not opening until 7 o'clock.
Yeah. At the Palms. So I told Jason when we got there, I was like, listen, when we get some time, like I know we're going to be back and forth to the fields quite a bit. I was like, but if we get some downtime, I want to go by the Palms and just go look around, you know. So we ended up actually going there and having lunch there at the buffet, which the buffet is not terrible. I'll tell you that. And it's not crazy super expensive either.
Good.
There's other buffets that are freaking ridiculous expensive. And they have one section that's all meat. I was like, this is probably where we'll live.
Yeah.
This is probably where we will live during the event. But the hotel's super nice, but we didn't go look at the gym. But then I Googled the hours and stuff, and it's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Yeah.
That's asinine.
So, we'll have to work with that. I'm almost tempted to see if we can get early access. Like, just be like, listen, I don't know if you know who's here, but like, you know.
That's what I was like debating on, like texting Nick and be like, hey, can you, request that we can have early access to the gym while we're there.
Right. Literally. Or even 24 hours. Like, we'll clean up after ourselves. We promise. You know? I mean, obviously, worst case scenario, yeah, we can always go outside and the weather will be fine there. But yeah.
But I don't want to do a, I don't want to do a walk twice. I enjoy lifting weights.
Yeah, I know you do.
I'll have to make it work. I mean, I think the event don't start until 9. So if we can get there right at like 7.
Yeah.
Hit a 45-minute workout. Run up to the room.
If we do that, we'll just have to, before we walk away from the machine, like make eye contact with somebody else that's in 75 hard that's there. So we can all, you know what I mean? Because otherwise what's going to happen is everybody's going to be in there doing this.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not there for it.
I'll have my headset on. I don't talk to people when I'm working out.
No, I know we don't, but that's us.
Yeah. I gotta be in my fucking zone. You know, it's like we're on a time crunch here. So
yeah.
I'm thinking it don't start until 9 or 10, if I remember, because I think they emailed the schedule.
I feel like I have it. That's what I was just about to say. I feel like I have a schedule somewhere. Let me check. It helps if I spell correctly. No, not that one.
Was it pulsed out?
Did I take a screenshot of it? So, yeah, that will be our dilemma there. But, you know, we'll figure it out. We'll do what we got to do. See how that's
for sure
gonna work out. And
yeah, I feel like it was pulsed out, or maybe it was email.
I feel like it was too, but I think you're right though. I think it starts at 9 or 10.
Yeah, on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, it'll be like they all, you know, it'll be like the other events where Friday night will be for the champs. And a meet and greet in the lobby. And then Saturday will be the actual event. And then Sunday is supposed to be some type of excursion or something.
Yeah.
Which, who even knows what that is?
Yeah. I mean, it may have to be we skip the excursion. I don't know.
I probably will skip it anyway.
Yeah.
In all honesty, JJ will be playing that weekend too. He will be in Vegas too.
Yeah.
It will be his co-ed championships.
Oh, nice.
I say that. We'll see.
Yeah.
But I swear I thought that one? No, that's not it. But yeah, I mean, we'll figure it out. We always do. We'll be fine. I'm not worried. That part, I know we'll be okay regardless of what we do, but
yeah.
It's definitely going to be, it will be different for sure.
Yeah.
Depending maybe on how late they go on Saturday. Like, if we don't go indoors that morning, like, at some point we may have to walk out and go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed to doing it.
I mean, and I'll be completely honest, like, I'm excited about going to, you know, see whoever's there or whatever. I just hope it's different than something that we've already done.
I mean, I think it's just a revamp of playbook.
Yeah. Yeah. Very well could be. Very well could be. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
But days are counting down. The days are counting down.
Right.
I think I'm going to try and get away with just a carry-on, too. I'm not going to pack a full bag.
Yeah. It'll be mostly gym clothes. I mean, really only need...
literally.
2 sets of clothes, maybe... other than workout clothes.
Because when do you fly in?
I think my flight's at 7 a.m. on Friday.
Friday morning? Okay. Yeah, we get there late Thursday night.
Yeah, I'm not coming in until Friday. What weekend is it?
November 6th, 7th, and 8th, or 8th and 9th, or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, my flight's at like 7:15 or something like that in the morning.
Yeah.
Should be there by 10:05 a.m.
Yeah, we get in 10:50 on Thursday night.
How close? Do you know how close the Palms is to the airport?
It's not too bad. It's probably maybe 15 minutes. The Palms is not on the strip. It's off of the strip, but not very far down it.
Yeah. I think we went to the Palms when we... Wasn't that where the... Beatles Circus Olé was?
That was on the Strip. That was the either the MGM Grand or the Bellagio. Yeah, no, the Palms is not on the Strip. It's off the Strip.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's not too far from there. 15, 20 minutes maybe. So.
Yeah, they probably won't let me check into my room until 4 o'clock, so.
Why?
Because most hotels are that. Most.
Well, we can put your stuff in my room until, I mean, you don't have to carry it around.
Because I'll be leaving. Are you guys staying until Monday?
Yeah, we fly out early Monday morning.
Yeah, I'm flying out Sunday night, so probably after we work out Sunday, I may have to throw my stuff in your guys' room.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we don't leave till Monday, early Monday morning. And Ashley and Matt are on the same flights as me and Jason. So.
Nice.
Yeah, but yeah, it'll be a quick trip, but it'll be fun.
Hopefully the government's back open by then.
I mean, you know, we'll see what happens.
So,
I haven't even been paying attention to that.
I'm hearing that a lot of airports have like shut down because of air traffic controllers. Not showing up to work.
You that SeaTac was still a hot mess. It always is. Even TSA PreCheck was a hot mess.
Yeah.
Jason and I got to the airport 3.5 hours early. And I mean, we made it. Everything was fine. JJ, on the other hand, like JJ got there and I swear to God, 20 minutes later, we were on the plane. So he flew down on the same, him and Olivia flew down on the same flights as us, but came back on different flights. And on the way back, he almost missed his flight. So, you know, Jason and I we just get up and go straight to the airport. I don't even play with that. So,
yep, I'm the same way. I don't like to rush.
Seem to look normal, but you know, I live in rainbows and butterflies, so I really wasn't.
Well, I don't think the airport I don't think the government was shut down by then.
Very well could be. And then I fly with my passport, so I didn't have any issues.
Yeah, I flew with my passport too.
Yeah,
if you don't have the enhanced ID, which I refuse to get, like they. It was crazy. They wouldn't even take my TWIT card.
Yeah, yep.
I'm like, it's a federal background check. You guys do the same check you do for a passport.
Yeah. And then, like, as far as out in town in Vegas and stuff, we really only went out, like, one night to Fremont Street. I don't go down the Strip. It's just too, it's too packed, and you don't really see anything unless you're walking in the casinos. So we went to Fremont Street. And it wasn't too bad. The time before that, I almost went to jail on Fremont Street.
Right. But
this didn't happen that time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it wasn't terrible at all. It wasn't terrible. I just was scrolling and the reel came up of us. So, but yeah, it'll be fun. We'll figure it out. I was excited to see the buffet, though, and like the huge meat selection that they had. I was like, yes.
Nice. So.
And it's all different countries of food and stuff like that. So it was actually really good. It was really good.
How much was the buffet?
Like for dinner, like lunchtime, it was $42, I think. Which is cheap considering the night before we went to Caesar's. And for four of us, it was $477. Yeah. So the lunch one is not bad at all.
So, yeah. It's still pretty spendy.
Yeah. I mean, it's Vegas. They're going to. That's for sure. So
when you got,
but there's
minimum of two meals a day.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what is close by, like the Palms. Like if we were to leave the Palms and go, I'm sure there's stuff right there. I just can't think of what is right there.
Well, Jason's going to be off at the field. So with the car, so we're going to have to, it'll be walking.
Yeah.
If we do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure there's other like little deli eateries or whatever in the Palms.
Yeah.
I know there's other restaurants, but they looked kind of bougie, so I didn't pay too much attention to them. But, yeah, it won't be terrible. Honestly, it probably would be faster if we did the buffet, just because we can walk up, get what we want, and get out. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
And Jason keeps going back and forth. He's not 100%. He's going to be at the fields. He's not 100%. He'll be at the event, or he has to, you know, decide. He's got to see how emotional it is first, and then he'll make a decision. He's got to see what they're going to try and make us do first, and then he'll make a decision.
Yeah. I don't think it'll necessarily be that type of event, but we'll see.
Yeah. Well, friend, I think I'm going to go take some meds.
Alrighty.
I'll probably take a shower before I take meds so I don't die in the shower. And right. Then, you know, take my butt to sleep. I just got to make it through tomorrow. And then it's the weekend, so.
Yeah.
But, alrighty. Till next time.
Peace out. Please like and subscribe and share, and don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topic ideas. We are here to offer hope to everyone, and we cannot do it without you. Until next time, I'm Aaron.
I'm Tab.
And this is the friendship we can see. This is who we are, and this is what we do. Have a good night. Peace.
Good night.